How much good food gets thrown away in America's cities? Even if you answered a lot, you could still be surprised by the sheer numbers in its first-of-a-kind report by the Natural Resources Defense Council. The study of what we throw away in Denver, Nashville, and New York City had a cautionary message, as well as a reminder that there's much that we can do to reverse a disturbing trend. We spoke with Joanne Birkenkamp, a senior advocate in the Natural Resources Defense Council's Food and Agriculture Program.
In the United States, we do waste an enormous amount of food. Up to about 40% of our food supply goes uneaten every year. It's an absolutely huge amount of food. And you're right, it has increased over time. We waste about 50% more per person per year than we did in the 1970s. So those waste numbers have really increased as we've gotten busier and the cost of cheap food has declined over time as a portion of our incomes.
Is that because, as you say, we've gotten busier, so we're more likely to get packaged foods, eat in a hurry, and then throw the container out, that kind of thing?
You know, there are a wide variety of reasons why so much food goes to waste in the United States. You know, for many of us, we may be cooking a little bit less at home. We tend to be aspirational shoppers when we go to the grocery store as well. So you may go to the store and think, oh, I should get more of those healthy options. Oh, I want to try some new recipes. I want to be ambitious about cooking multiple times per week. But often, you know, our lives kind of take over a little bit. We may not be able to cook as much as we thought we would. Those ingredients then don't get used. We might make too much of something or try something new and not like it. We also see a fair amount of aversion these days to eating leftovers. And that was one of the things that our report found, was that leftovers are a major part of what people throw out these days. And that's, of course, very different than how many of us grew up. When, you know, in my family, the kids fought over the leftovers. We didn't have leftovers going to waste, but times have changed. That's a cultural dynamic, I think, that many of us see as well, that's really changed in our lives, and that can drive waste at home.
Well, you know, a couple of generations ago, we had parents who had lived through the Depression and had that, you know, conserved everything. And I think that state of mind probably lasted into the 50s and 60s. Does it seem that way from the numbers that you see?
It does. It does. The waste rates have really increased since the 1970s. And I think that's a function of so many different lifestyle issues, a decline for many folks in their desire to cook or their ability to cook. And so in some of the research that NRDC has done, we've really found, for instance, that people are often feeling a little bit confused about how to store food properly. And so things that should be in the refrigerator might be left in the shelf, or things that need to be frozen get pushed further and further back into the refrigerator. All of those things contribute just day-to-day in small ways to more and more food going to waste.
A lot of this is perfectly good food that somebody could be. We also have malnourished and even starving people in this country, right?
That's right. There are about 41 million people in the United States who are considered to be food insecure, who don't have a reliable supply of food to their table. And that really is a travesty, that we live in a time of both such excess and abundance and such scarcity. So there's very important work happening with grocery stores, increasingly with restaurants, institutions like hospitals and colleges, to encourage them to donate surplus food that they may have available at the end of the day that for whatever reason is unsold. And there are efforts to really expand that work to make sure that good food is not going to waste when there are people in need in your community.
There are restrictions on disposing of food, right? In terms of delivering food from a restaurant to the homeless, that kind of thing? Or are there?
There are certainly environmental health regulations that apply to the donation of food to make sure that that food is donated safely. And that's very important. So you want those food donors to know how to do it correctly. We're also fortunate in the United States to have very strong liability protection for businesses that donate food. In addition, we also have very helpful tax incentives at the federal level for food donors. So all of those things are really encouraging for donors and intended to incentivize them to make sure that if they do have surplus food available that's appropriate for donation, for them to make sure that they work with a local nonprofit charitable organization so that that food can be channeled to people who need it.
How much of the food that's thrown away is considered edible?
Well, you know, in our research, NRDC looked at the kind of foods that are going to waste in both households and in commercial settings. And what we found is that an average of about 3.5 pounds of food per person was being wasted at homes in New York City, Denver, and Nashville each week. So about 3.5 pounds per person, and about two-thirds of that is edible food, meaning it's not eggshells and banana peels and orange peels and chicken bones and that sort of thing.
Yeah.
About two-thirds of that actually could have been eaten but was discarded for whatever reason.
What, in an ideal setting, could be done?
Well, there are many things that we can do as individuals in our homes to make a difference and that can be done with businesses as well. So in our homes, one of the first thing we say is to smart shop. And so you want to be a smart shopper. You want to take a list to the grocery store with you so that you know what you need. It's great to take a look in your refrigerator or in your pantry to see what you already have so that when you go to the store, you're actually purchasing what you need and spending your money on food that you're actually going to use. So smart shopping is a key piece of it. Secondly, for many of us, it really helps to plan meals and to be realistic with yourself about how many times per week you're likely to eat out and how often you're going to be eating at home, and to be realistic about, you know, how much you're going to cook and how much you're actually going to eat. And then thirdly, I would say knowing how to store food properly is really helpful. You want to have that food kept at an appropriate temperature, so that it will last as long for you as possible. And NRDC has a campaign, a set of resources to help consumers with those sorts of issues that's available at savethefood.com. And there are a lot of resources about how to plan meals, how to use up the foods you have on hand, how to store foods correctly, and so forth. So savethefood.com is a great resource for individuals that are looking to reduce their waste at home.
You know, I wonder how many people listening to this when you describe smart shopping are ticking off the things you say and thinking, I've broken every one of those rules. I would imagine quite a few, yeah?
Oh, absolutely. And it happens easily. You know, no one sets out to waste the food that they purchase. You know, it's money down the disposer or down the drain when we purchase food and then don't eat it. But for all these various reasons, sometimes life gets in the way. Right? But many of these very simple changes, like making a list or correctly storing the food in your refrigerator, can make a big difference. And it's a great way for families to save money and to get more value from their food dollar.
What's the effect of throwing all this food away, having it end up in the landfill? What's the environmental effect?
The environmental impacts of food waste are actually quite enormous, because when we waste food, it's not only the food itself, but it's all of the water, it's all of the agricultural inputs like pesticides and fertilizers, it's energy to process it, to ship it, to package it, to keep it cold, and it goes through that whole process, and then finally we get, you know, all the way to our forks, and then we may not eat it. So most of the food that is wasted and goes into municipal solid waste streams, like, you know, what you would do at home or in a business, about 95% of that wasted food ends up being landfilled or incinerated. And that's a big problem. In fact, wasted food is the single largest thing going into landfills in the United States. And, of course, when you take material like that, like food or yard waste, you know, material that was living, organic material like that, and put it in a landfill, it releases methane. So it's very important that when you have food that is discarded, that can't be utilized for whatever reason, that instead of landfilling it or incinerating it, we need to make sure that that gets composted. And when you do that kind of composting, it avoids those methane emissions almost entirely, and it gives you material that can be used for soil amendments to go back into the land and use to produce more food.
It sounds as if a sizable problem could be addressed by a great many people making lifestyle changes.
Absolutely. People should feel really empowered on this issue. You know, we're living in complicated times. There are so many things going on that we may feel like we can't really affect. But how much food you waste or consume is really up to you. So people should feel like they can make a difference in their own homes. They can teach their children to value their foods. They can shift their shopping practices and so forth. And all of that makes a really big difference. One of the things that may not be widely recognized is that consumers in our homes are, in fact, the largest source of food that's going to waste. Many people think it might be grocery stores or restaurants. In most places, it's actually consumers at home. And the silver lining in that is to say, hey, you can really make a difference on this issue, and what you do makes a big difference and really can have an impact.
Joanne Birkenkamp is a senior advocate in the Natural Resources Defense Council's Food and Agriculture Program. You can find links to the food waste studies on the conversation page at hawaiipublicradio.org.